And welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning on this lovely Friday morning, dear listeners, wherever you find yourself. Yes, this is your end of week special. Well, I can't use the word special, man. That means I have surprises for you. But this is your end of week session in terms of the brand conversation. Ultimately, also with all of the regular programming for this Friday session. As you would know, once the moment we hit Saturday morning, that obviously speaks to another day for tomorrow. However, we're still here. We're still in Friday. And we're still getting into the nitty-gritties with regards to our discussion points. Now, I'll bring you guys full circle in terms of the traveling component. Why? Essentially, we're looking at scenarios of how you need to stay safe. Remember, in traveling, you are a tourist yourself. You are a tourist. And it's essential to understand the scenario of the consumer and brand component, because tourism works based upon a sense of advertising. A sense of advertising that aims to boost the image and reputation, as well as also the physical beauty, the physical attributes, the main components of a country's, you know, tourist destinations and its feasibility of being a tourist destination. Now, this is not just for a country also. This is also for anything that looks like a physical destination. Like going to your hometown or going back or going to the coast for the holiday season. And as I mentioned, for the past 2 days, we've been speaking about the various things that you need to consider when you go out of your place of comfort, i.e. away from your place that you call home for most parts of the year, and you're going to go visit another place, even if another place is also an extension of home, i.e. it's your hometown or probably where your parents are staying, or you've got a sibling or family that has a place there where you can go stay over. Now, I also indicated to you, you need to consider some of the basic and fundamental plannings within your planning structures in going when you're going to travel, i.e. whether it be locally or whether it be internationally, you need to sort out your accommodation and your transport. Actually, you start off with how big is your budget and what percentages, what are the chunks of your budget that accommodation and transport will take. If accommodation is provided for, i.e. let's say you're staying at family, bonus, then it's only transport. Then comes in the other obvious additional costs that you've got to look at in your budgeting, i.e. food. And potentially, even if you're going to participating, if you are someone that believes in the celebration of Christmas, gifts for loved ones and who you're going to provide gifts with. If you believe in just the sense of being there as family and resting and seeing friends and family from, you know, since whenever you've last seen them, then obviously this will be all about just accommodating at various sort of like dinner parties, family, lunch parties, the likes like that, where it's everyone coming together, you contributing to the overall cost of the food complement, and everyone enjoys said family get-togethers. However, there's always the semblance of travel and travel itself. Now, even if this is a situation where you're going to be traveling internally or even externally, i.e. you're flying or you have to drive to a different country even or to a different destination in the country, there are specific things that you need to be considerate about, especially with your safety at the heart of this. Now, why we're going to be talking about the safety and security component of you as a traveler is because here's the thing. You are a consumer who is going to a destination point, and that destination point wishes to put its best foot forward in terms of convincing as well as also trying to, impress you. You as a visitor, as much and as far as possible, because they want you to come back every time. I'll bet you a bottom dollar, guys. Any regional governor in our country, for all the regions, and any mayor of all the local authorities in the country will tell you, we want more visitors to our towns, our villages, our cities, our regions, in order to boost tourist activity. Why do I say this? Because it helps them to advertise the beauty, the services, the culture, the community of each geographical location. Now, if you look at it from that perspective, you get to understand why safety and security, and I'm not going to be the police for today, guys. Don't worry. This is all about items that you can do yourself in terms of taking the necessary precautions to stay safe on your travels, whether you are flying to a country or whether you're driving to a different location. These are things that you can do yourself. We're not going to be talking about sophisticated things like the FBI has to do what or the Namibian police has to do what for you. No, this is you, what you can do in order to maintain sort of like a semblance of you know, peace of mind. Now, before we continue, we're quickly stepping into a short break. From the break, we're going to come back right after this and continue into the rest of today's program. Stay tuned here on your number one talk radio station. And this is your Brand Conversation.
Hello, Namibia. Indirapa menate muyuni walela pay. Lelape onkaro ompu womafutiro nokuthisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodhi hoka tovuru okutuminako omatumwaraka goye agehe na ngoka gopaipindi notaga dhanwa nokutulwa mombepo ethimbo olyo tuu ndyoka. Otovuru okuninga shike ko Lelape? Otovuru okutula omatumwaraka goye mombepo tolongitha oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka Imba nenge hoka ka Lelape nenge utule moshifo sho The Villager niikwawo ya gwedhapo. Oto vuru okuninga omafutilo goye. Oto vuru ishe okutulako omatumwaraka goye giinima ya yooloka ngaashi omatumwaraka golukodhi, omatumwaraka gomahiyo, omatumwaraka gomaharelo yambeko gomavalo nomatumwaraka gokwaalukehe ngoka wa hala wu tseyithile oshigwana ashihe shomoNamibia okuza owala poodola ndatu niithilinga itano metumwaraka kehe. Lelapay oha longo ngiini? Konga oka epa ko Lelapay ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakale keli mongodhi yoye. Patulula o akaunta yoye oshali eto tulamo omauthemba goye. Inda kokandjato koye kiimaliwa eto tulako oshimaliwa to udhitha shoka to pulwa wu udhithe. Shampa wa mana okutulamo omauthemba goye, hogolola kutya owa hala okulongitha ehangano nenge ovenda yini, o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Longekidha etumwaraka lyoye eto thindi mpoka pwa shangwa send wu tume. Shampa wa tumu etumwaraka lyoye, otali tulwa ko Eagle FM, Imba, Lelapay nenge ko The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yokutulako ilongwamo yoye yokomake. Tumina inima yoye ko digital@malaite.com notayi ulikwa meendelelo. Opo ukale wagudha kokaalandithi, tudhengela nena konora 081-309-6033 nenge konora 081-328-3334 nonora yeli yaali. Lelapay yimonena nena.
Now we come back from that extended break and getting into the scenario of our discussion. You've got to consider, guys, in terms of when you go on a travel, whether it be locally, whether it be internationally, there's always a handful of things that you can enact specifically for that matter, to ensure that safety, security on your part is in a way insured. Now, why do I say insured? Because this is some of the easiest steps to follow in terms of ensuring that you just ensure that, okay, some things are good. I've set in place certain mechanisms, especially with regards to your personal safety or the destinational safety that you're going to. And what I'm even talking about over there, it's all about the aspect of, you know, just ensuring that there is someone that knows where you've gone. There is someone that knows what you've done, how you got there, when you left, when you are expected to come back. The various places that you would have wanted to visit as and see as well, and as well as also the stops that you were willing to make. Now, why do I say this? Now, whether you are traveling often or whether you're getting ready for once in a lifetime vacation component, it's an important task to think about the safety as part of your travel preparations. We've all experienced this as children, even with our parents, even with other guardians, even with older siblings, the likes. If we were traveling, if you were traveling somewhere, it would always be a sense of stay together, hold each other's hands. Now, this is obviously when they are children, you know, when you are a child, as well as also, you know, do not wander off on your own. Stay together. Now, the context of it is all about, you know, transferring that into you as an adult or as a cluster or as a family or as, you know, a group of friends. There are specific things that you provide and stay to and do and practice that just provides everyone with a sense of peace of it, of peace of mind. Peace of mind, i.e. in the sense that, you know, okay, we are, there's an understanding in terms of some safety mechanisms if we are going to be tourists in a different location of the country or if we're going to be tourists in a different part of the world. The reason why this is important, guys, is that first and foremost, no destination likes bad publicity. Understand this. No destination likes bad publicity. The example of the two elements of crime that happened to two tourists here in Namibia, one in the Hartam region and one here in the Windhoek West suburb of the capital. Those are two unfortunate instances in terms of where the negative about those two incidences, because the two incidences already are negatives. Now, those two negatives were amplified more in terms of tourist safety. And remember, these were two solo tourists. What I mean by solo, they were traveling alone. They were alone. They didn't come as a party. They didn't come as a group. These were two solo tourists. And unfortunately, they became targets for some of the criminal elements of the Namibian community. Now, what you've got to understand in terms of viewing and seeing these two instances, obviously, it's a question of, am I traveling alone? And if I'm traveling alone, the destinations, the zones, the various locations that I'm going to be visiting and be, you know, touring, should I not rather be part of a part? Should I not rather be a participant of a party or larger gathering? Or if I'm going to be doing something, should I rather not look for some sort of tour guide scenario, someone that is friendly enough to assist me with, you know, exploring? Remember, as I said, no tourist attraction, no tourist destination likes negative publicity. None of them. Why do I say this? Why do I say this? You hear from various situations. If I had to tell you now, what's the first thought of that comes to your mind if you think about going to South Africa? What are you thinking about? Oh my goodness, the crime element. Because the media in South Africa has amplified the negative of the South African society. The negative of it. I remember more these two incidences of these two solo tourists that were victims of crime. And the unfortunate thing is, it stays longer in your psyche. It stays longer in your head. Now, if you're going to visit another part of the country, or you're going to visit a totally different country unto itself, understand that the following tips can help you as a traveler plan for a safe and comfortable trip, which will essentially also help lessen and reduce the risk of many different types of crime that you potentially can be a victim of. And this can even be locally. Locally. Now, before you go, and I'm not talking about now, you know, us going, no. It's all about before you depart on your destination. first things that you need to cross off in terms of ensuring that you've that you've already laid or sort of somehow, you know, ensure that this is sorted is share your travel information. Research your ground transportation if this is a different part of the country or if this is a different country that you're going to. Research how you're going to travel on the ground. You see, guys, in my personal experiences of going to South Africa, my biggest concerns have been, how do I access public transport and will I be safe on public transport even as a Namibian? Even as a Namibian. And I will tell you now, with a straight face and a straight voice, there were times where things were looking scary in South Africa for me personally. And this is about traveling on their public transport systems. It's not to knock South Africa in any way or in any form. It is just you've got to take into consideration where is the safety, where is the value proposition of safety coming from the host country that obviously now hosts you as a tourist. Where's the value proposition? And should you only be reliant on public transport when you visit a different country? Is it also a sense of, can you at least walk on the street? Can you be a regular pedestrian? Can you be a regular pedestrian? The unfortunate thing is, in some parts of that country, of South Africa, it is sometimes a major no. Don't even consider it. In Namibia, can you be a regular the pedestrian in most parts of the country? Yes, you can be a regular pedestrian in most parts of this country. Yes, you can be. Whether it be man, whether it be woman, yes, you can be a regular pedestrian in most parts of this country. Even in most parts of the capital, Windhoek. The third point you need to also have sorted out, or at least have thought of, is familiarizing yourself with the destination. Now, personally, the only way you can familiarize yourself with the destination is making use of any internet-based instruments and methods, i.e. like Google Maps, in order to scout out an area around the destination that you are planning on going to. Google Maps does provide it, but Google Maps doesn't provide it, like in real time. It's a photo, a past photo of the venue or of the destination, meaning sometimes there's not much. It can be an empty street. It can be an empty scenario. It can perhaps only give you a semblance of familiarizing yourself with how to navigate the streets before you even get there. Now, even though it's a situation of, familiarizing in terms of navigation, but what happens now if you get there and it's lunchtime in the destination country or the destination town that you're getting to, and you don't know how to navigate during lunchtime, or you don't know how to navigate from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the morning, a rush hour, or you don't know how to navigate from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., where there's a lot of people coming through, a lot of pedestrians up and down, a lot of traffic of vehicles and of motorcycles and buses moving up and down. How do you navigate in that kind of chaos? You don't know it. You're a Namibian. You have never seen that much people. And even of all the stories I've heard of people that have gone to China, that have gone to Germany, that have gone to the UK, France, even the US, even to Japan, they will tell you the biggest headache is making use of the public train systems in all those countries that I just mentioned, where millions and millions upon people are traveling within just that space of 2 hours. So how do you navigate that? If you try to familiarize yourself, how do you navigate a sense of potential claustrophobia and anxiety because as a Namibian, you've never seen so much people? This is true. We've never seen that much people, guys. Have you ever seen 60 million people? Have you ever seen a city with 25 million people or 35 million people? Have you ever seen a billion people? So understand that there will be some sort of psychological impact that you'll also have to train yourself on. And what I mean by that is understanding that there's a lot of people in other destinations of the world and potentially other destinations in the country. Now, familiarizing yourself, as I mentioned, this essentially is being acquainted with most of the internet technologies that exist. Google Maps, for example, to scout out around the destination that you're planning to visit, as well as also understanding where's the closest hospital and police station in the location that you will be based in. This is essential, guys. Always seek out the emergency services or know where they might be based. For example, if you're going to another country, it is advisable, touch base or make contact with the Namibian missions in that country you'll be going to. You also have to understand is try to establish whether or not Namibia has any international bilateral relations with the destination country you're going to. If they do, there will be a embassy on that side. For example, if you're now going to Ukraine, you should have tried to understand, okay, does Ukraine have a embassy, a Namibian embassy? Is there a Namibian embassy? That would be a resounding no, because the Namibian embassy in that region of Eastern Europe is the one that operates out of Moscow. So that means you can only go to Russia.
Vasco Sartutoze Pahami, Iriva International University of Management, IUM, Bamilem Sakuri, Ringorisa Zasirimose Statama, Sa 2023, Rikwaluzui, Martutoze Pahami Zechualika, Education, Health and Social Sciences, Information and Communication Technology, Strategic Management and Leadership, Tourism, Hospitality and Events Management, Business Administration, Environmental Studies and Postgraduate Studies. Hamu bataguzi baritabaka wafera kabutungi. Mokwaruleri kepela www.ium.edu.na. Kapa, mupotele liwafisi zerivu kaofi. Mamure nengi wa winduk, toropo yankure nkuru. Ongwe ndiva, ni Walvis Bay. Kapa, mulize ze nomboro ye tatama. 061-433-6000. Hamzula Piri, Mukete Hande, Nukuzula Piri Niva IUM.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Now, just before the break, where I left off was a semblance of you understanding if you're going to be flying to a different country, please understand whether or not Namibia has any bilateral relations with that country. Look, guys, it's all nice and well watching movies and being, somewhat charmed by what the movies can project. But you have to understand there's a sense of reality that you've got to stick to, i.e. there is some level of seriousness that you've got to stick to within you also acting as a tourist. So, being a tourist, even if it's in a different part of the town, of the country, or of the town even where you stay, or in another country itself, understand to familiarize yourself with that destination. Get to understand where you're going. How far is the hospital? How close is the police station? Is it located close to where you are staying or going to be staying as a tourist? Also check to see if there are any local bus stops in the area. A local shopping area, a local shopping center where you can also easily find public transport like a taxi or a cab or any kind of other form of public transport that might exist there. Whatever you do, guys, research this ahead of time. As I mentioned, you've got to have sorted out this before you even got into the car or onto the plane or onto the bus or onto the train. This is essential for you to eliminate. Actually, firstly, it changes your approach. It shows and it indicates that you are thinking of things holistically, and being holistic in your approach allows you to anticipate anything that might go wrong. Anything. Now, if you have that specific kind of mindset, it obviously it actually leads you into the next point that you've also got to consider. Plan for your safety abroad. Or even plan for your safety, even if it is just going to Swakop, just going to the north, or just going to the south, or just going to Khobabas. Plan for your safety in these different departments. Or not departments, sorry, destinations. Now, once again, knowing where the local emergency services are based, if it's another country, knowing where your country's, essentially where the Namibian embassies are based, their contact details. That is why I keep saying, if you're going to fly, ensure that you go touch base at the embassies there. Obviously, a lot of us don't think about it, don't think about making contact with the local missions there, but it is advisable because in terms of staying in contact, many countries would like to know whether or not their citizens are safe in the destination countries that they go to. This is now also not to say be intentional and go and be a thrill seeker and then try to go to the most dangerous areas on the planet. For example, like going to El Salvador or going to a country that currently has a civil war going on. No, don't be that. Don't do that. That's not tourism. That's just you being on purpose. Now, when you get there, this is now the next level in terms of your safety and security scenario. When you get there, and remember, guys, I'm going to stress this once again. You are a consumer of the overall tourist economy. Globally, locally. Once again, these are things that you can interchangeably adapt between if you are flying to a totally different country and whether or not you are driving to a totally different destination in the country. You can adapt these various kinds of elements, especially these kinds of tips, because it helps you to essentially ensure that you are safe. Look, the main thing of why you're traveling is firstly, you want to experience a sense of safety in a different destination that does not look like your house or your flat or the place where you're renting or staying and doesn't resemble your hometown, because you want to see a different landscape. You want to experience a different sense of life, air, relaxation, the likes, somewhere else. Now, when you're doing that, and when you get there in your destination area, these are the following tips that you then have to consider on the ground. Beware of the vacation brain. Now, the vacation brain, guys, in terms of the overall terminology used, this is now when you get there and you just want to relax. You just want to, you know, you don't want to have a worry in the world about your troubles at home or your work or your business. No, you're getting there and you just want to fall into that vacation brain scenario. But that doesn't mean that you should let your guard down. Not one bit. It doesn't. Now, many vacation destinations that you've got to understand can create a false sense of security. Yes. Yes. I'll explain to you, and I'll use my own personal experiences once again. First and foremost was the visit to Victoria Falls that I, you know, that I went to with my brothers. On the side, on Zambia side of the Zambezi River or of the Victoria Falls, on Zambia side, there is a sense of safety and security in terms of the friendliness coming from the local Zambians in the town of Livingston, as well as also there is a police presence that is very obvious in that town. They were patrolling a lot as well. The moment we crossed the river, we crossed the bridge over the waterfalls, over Victoria Falls into Zimbabwe, it was a totally different scenario. Here's what I mean by a totally different scenario. It's not a sense that the safety component was non-existent. The moment that it became nighttime, guys, the backpackers that we stayed at, there was almost no street lights. So imagine being in a totally different place, a totally different country, with totally different culture, with a totally different sense of trying to convey the sense of safety. You cannot see down the street even. There are no street lights. So that firstly tells you, don't walk around at night. You don't know where you're going to walk to because there are no street lights for you to navigate by. The only sense of the street lights that existed was close to the shops, to the shopping areas where there was a Checkers, it was a ShopRite, and there was a sports field in the vicinity of the shops. That's the only place where the street lights were based. So first and foremost, for your safety, don't walk around at night. If you see what the situation looks like on the ground, do not walk around at night. As I mentioned in the beginning, in the introduction of this morning's brand conversation, tourist destinations are based, the reason why they're tourist destinations, it's based upon reputation. Reputation is derived from a sense of safety and security for a visitor to come to a place to experience the culture, the scenery, the local environment, the fauna and flora that would be in abundance or would be natural there, and thus spend money there and generate some form of an economy in that destination. So it is based on a sense of safety and security. If that element of that sense does not exist, tourists will not go there. Not even the bravest tourists in the world, like the guys I quoted or mentioned yesterday, like Bolden Bankrupt. He will not go. Okay, he has gone to pretty serious places. But in some parts, if you don't project a sense of safety and security to a visitor, people will not come there. People will not. I will even tell you to not go to certain places in the country that I've been to. I will even tell you that to you. You will even tell me, don't go to certain parts of the country, Dwight, that you've been to. Because it's a sense of derived safety and security that you experienced. Was it there or was it not there? Was there a sense of it or not? And if it's a negative, meaning it wasn't, you will tell someone else, as any consumer would do, if you are sure or if you know have family there, for sure. But if you're a complete stranger visiting this place, first things first, understand that you've got to take your safety serious in that destination. Now, from the vacation brain scenario, in terms of when you are there at your destination, it leads you into point two. You've got to keep track of what you drink. And this is what all of us, as we've been a tourist somewhere, guys, you cannot even deny it. All of us have been guilty of being a little bit laissez-faire, if I can say laissez-faire. No, not laissez-faire. Let me go full on using another English word. Being over the top liberal in terms of the destination where we're at, where we want to drink almost everything and anything in that destination. Yes, guys, as a tourist, this is what we sometimes do experience. When we say we want to immerse ourselves into the local community in these other destinations that we go to, whether you are going to a different town in the country or it's a different country, the first thing we want to do is we want to immerse ourselves in the local community. How do we do that? We want to go to the local bar, to the local pub, to the local restaurant, to the local club. We want to see the nightlife. We want to experience the nightlife. We want to have a little bit of a party, stuff like that. In essence, you can do all that. But the fundamental extractive point, the point that you've got to extract out of it, is what am I drinking? Is it good for my health? Is it something that I would usually drink back home? Or am I going to go look for something that is similar to what I always drink back home? Or am I going to look for the things that I know that I can drink here where I am? Now, what does that lead to? Now, when you've got to keep track of what you drink, you've got to be smart about what you're drinking. Not familiar with an ingredient? Look it up on your smartphone. Keep track of how much you've had to drink as well, and also be aware of any danger signs or just something not looking right, meaning when the atmosphere is not very friendly in the place that you're going to go visit as a patron. Why do I stress this, guys? Well, first and foremost, in terms of even going to destinations like in South Africa, you do get some troublesome, venues that host people who come out for a few drinks and stuff like that. You do get some troublesome elements. Even here in Namibia, even going to Swakopmund myself, experiencing specific parts. There was a time where some communities in Swakopmund, I say some communities because it was all about you go there, you go to the club, and then you hear your friend was beaten up outside because one of the locals did not like you sounding like a Vintuker. Or they have an issue with Vintukers. Or you accidentally looked at a girl and you did not know she had a boyfriend. A assumed boyfriend or an apparent boyfriend. Well, I can't even say apparent because the word apparent also means, in a way obvious. Or let's say a supposed boyfriend. And unfortunately you end up in a fight with potentially you being the one being on the receiving end. Now, these are the kinds of, it might sound ridiculous, guys, but these are the kinds of situations that many tourists locally, internationally have experienced. Be aware of where you're going at night. Be aware of the situation at night. Be aware of the drinks that get served there at night. As mentioned, this is all about the destination's reputation. Reputation is key because they want tourists and visitors to consistently come back, i.e. repeat business, i.e. the community, the tourist community in that vicinity or in that country gets a boost. There's direct foreign exchange or foreign currency flowing in, being exchanged into local currency, thus leading to goods and services being bought and used by visitors from other destinations. This is key. It's one of the fundamental elements in terms of, firstly, how consumerism functions under the tourism industry and sector, and secondly, how it helps the consumer, you, the me, everyone who is a traveler, who has to travel somewhere, how it helps you to spend your money in these various destinations. Lastly, what you've got to consider as well, before we hit the last 10 minutes of the day's program, is think about Plan B. Now, Plan B is not, running away from the country or the destination that night if you've done something irresponsible or you've gotten into some trouble. No. Plan B is a scenario of having a backup plan for every situation that could potentially spring up. And no, I'm not asking you to be James Bond on the spot or Jason Bourne or what's the guy's name from the TV series 24? Jack Bauer. No, I'm not asking you to be any of those fictional characters. What is being asked of you here is, in terms of your safety, what do you do when you run into some trouble? Because you've got to be thinking through the following scenarios that might prevent you from winding up in a tough spot. For example, are you familiar with your surroundings? You've got to take note of local landmarks. You've got to take note of pharmacies or even restaurants that can help you feel more orientated, that can even help you with directions to safety or with directions in the right way to getting back to your accommodation. If something is going to happen, you would need to know who you can turn to for help. This is essential, guys. If you get lost, do you have the address of the place where you are staying? And have you written it down or have you memorized it in the local language where you might find yourself? The best thing is always to just take the business card of the accommodation that you might be staying with. Or if you're staying with family and you've never been to the specific suburb or the specific neighborhood where they would be staying, ask the neighborhood name and then know the street name where your family stays in. Obviously, your family will try to help you to acclimatize to the surrounding area, acclimatize to the setting, acclimatize to, you know, how you gain access from their area to the closest mall, the closest shopping center, the closest, various other kinds of facilities that you want to usually visit as well. So obviously they will try to acclimatize you in this scenario. But the most important thing is remembering the neighborhood, remembering the street name. Another confusing thing to share with you is what I encountered in South Africa, especially in Cape Town, is that the locals in Cape Town consistently spoke of northern suburbs, southern suburbs, western suburbs, no, eastern suburbs, because they don't have western suburbs. And then they would say city center or city bowl. City center, city bowl in South Africa, in Cape Town, is that whole area, that cluster, that small zone in front of Table Mountain. Everything known as the eastern suburbs is behind Table Mountain. And then they would speak of the here where the waterfront is. That is Sea Point, Green Point. Now the waterfront is right next to the World Cup stadium known as the Green Point stadium. It's right next to the stadium. The waterfront. It's right next to the stadium. And all that area that runs along that coastline eastwards, in your direction heading eastbound with the coastline, is known as Sea Point, leading into those other suburbs behind the mountain. And then anything in the north, what they would consider the northern suburbs, is as you actually drove into Cape Town. Let's, for example, say you drove by bus or you drove by car. As you drove in, you were coming through the northern suburbs into Cape Town. Now, if you find yourself and this is now just explaining to you the direction that I had to adjust to as a Namibian, getting into Cape Town for the first time. You would go like, what? What's north? Who's north? Where's north? What's east? You would even throw out the suburb to identify it with a local there from the city of Cape Town. And they would tell you, oh, you're talking about the cluster of northern suburbs. The biggest headache then comes in when you have to ride train. It's an even bigger headache. The third headache onto that is trying to make use of their local taxi system. Because in most parts, most of South Africa's taxis, just like here in Namibia, is also negatively associated with crime or criminal elements in that country. Yes. Taxis in South Africa are associated with criminal elements. Similar to what you would find here. And it's not a knock on the overall taxi industry, no. But when you have read news in terms of crime events, it has been reported, even on social media platforms, of, unfortunately, taxis being used to commit a crime. So, understand that the public transport system, even in South Africa, is not foolproof safe and does not convey a sense of foolproof safety for you as a tourist. If you are separated from a group, is there a designated place where you would like to go look for them or where they can go look for you at? Meaning like a restaurant or a public place like a square or a park, for example. I mean, here in the capital of Windhoek, it's very easy to tell anyone. If you tell, listen, if my phone's going to lose, my phone's going to die right now, but you can find me standing in front of Zoo Park. Everyone that's been to Windhoek knows where Zoo Park is. Everyone. But if I want to confuse you, I'll use a very confusing and very busy place like Verniel Mall. Like I'll tell you, if my phone's going about to die, you can find me in Verniel Mall. Your first question would be, where in Verniel am I going to find you? Where in that mall with so many people walking in and out of it am I going to find you? But you would know where to find me in Zoo Park. You would know where to find me at a landmark that is easily identifiable, easily to get to. It's pretty central in the capital, and it's pretty easy to navigate. But as a pedestrian, very easy to navigate to there. As a car, it would be a nightmare. Anyone that has a car knows how difficult it is to get to Zoo Park. And then secondly, to find parking at Zoo Park. So, you've got to be clear in terms of the landmark that you want to make use of or a specific, designated point where your group, if you're traveling with a group, can go and find you if your phone dies. That's not if your phone dies. Always make sure that you've got a map. If you're in a different country, get a map. If you're in a different town, use your GPS on your phone. Yes, guys, it has helped people. It has helped many people. If you are too lazy to buy a map at a service station or at a tourist information shop or stop, use your GPS and ensure that you've got enough data on your phone to help you along. Second thing and last thing before we end off on today's program of the brand conversation is, once again, know where the closest hospital and police station is based. Know where it is. They can always help you with information and they can always help you with guiding because they will have a help desk. Obviously, to any of the tourists listening on this morning's session of the brand conversation, the question would be then, you know, how helpful are Namibian hospitals in providing you with directions? So that would be a very, you know, interesting thing to try and understand. However, know where the closest hospital is, know where the nearest police station is based, and if you ever get lost, you can always turn to these two public facilities or these two public institutions for directions and assistance. No matter what, you can always turn to them. Now, the important thing also to note, guys, is understand that with wherever you're traveling to, in most parts, this is your own risk, or you're doing this at your own risk, because essentially it's not, you know, you planned for it, you know, so ultimately you are trying to go on this holiday. Whether it be local, whether it be international, but there's a whole bunch of things that you need to understand and you need to be aware of Like the very crucial element of do not flash your valuables. Do not show that you've got money on you. Do not flash anything that looks valuable. In actual fact, don't wear anything valuable. Well, look, you can always take your phone with. You can always have your wallet on you. You should actually have your wallet on you. You should actually have your passport on you. You should have your identity documents on you. But here's the thing. Do not look like you're dressed up like a millionaire. Do not dress like a millionaire. Do not flash a gold watch. Those are obviously items that attract attention. Do not have excessively expensive like stuff like sunglasses or other parts of jewelry. No. Wear comfortable. Wear convenient. And try to blend in as much as possible with the local community where you ever you're going. Try to do this. However, this does bring us up to the end of today's Friday session of the Brand Conversation in terms of you staying safe wherever you might be traveling to, whether it be locally, whether it be internationally. You've got to remember some of the basics in terms of knowing the emergency services if you're locally traveling to. I know that a lot of guys, especially men who are going to be driving up and down, would make the extra point in terms of knowing the tow-in services, breakdown services, having the rig, you know, the normal, you know, just contact details. But on that note, stay tuned for the next program to follow after this. And this has been your Brand Conversation.
Root out corruption from Namibia. Corruption is harming the people of this country. When people ask you to do something you know you should not do for their benefit and offers you something in exchange, like a bribe, that is corruption. Corruption causes poverty. Corruption causes unfair and weak service delivery. Corruption affects your welfare. You can make a difference. Say no to corruption. This message is sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Foundation and supported by Forum for the Future.